Ich habe meinen Freunden gehört, in der Gefängnis schaffen Sie mir jetzt eine Luftwaffe. Die Deutschland sind von jedem den Verwandten.
I am speaking to you from the cabinet room at 10 Downing Street. I have to tell you now, this country is at war with Germany.
You know from the news bulletins to which you have been listening that the great European powers are again at war, that this would be the end has appeared almost inevitable for months past. Such an escape as we had a year ago could hardly be expected to occur twice. Yet, until a short time ago, there was hope. But now hope is gone, and the people of Europe are plunged once more into the misery and anguish of war.
We had a Mrs. Seary who came into the shop with her son Finian, and the war had started. And there was great ado about the Germans, and there was a catchphrase at the time, England's difficulty is Ireland's opportunity. And that was a little slogan that was there during the war. And there was a lot of sympathy for Germany because, as I said, the remembrance of what happened when the British were in occupation in our country. And, of course, there was a lot of sympathy for the Germans at the time. And the war was only in its very early stages. But Mrs. Seary, it seemed, thought it was a good idea if she would bring out a bulletin, given the German side of things in the war. And she went to the extent of going to the German ambassador, Hempel, and she asked him, would he be agreeable if she would allow him to do this bulletin on the war, listening to Lord Haw-Haw and taking up things out of the papers. So Hempel, it seems, the ambassador, said that he would get her into the National Library, or the library in Ball's Bridge. There was a library there in Ball's Bridge, and that he would get her in as a member of the library, and then she could view all the papers and take these the information that she wanted from them, which she did. And then she'd come into our shop, O'Glasson's, and then she would sell these little bulletins to us.
Germany calling, Germany calling, Germany calling. Here are the Reichsender ambush, station Bremen and station DXB on the 31-meter band. You are about to hear our news in English.
Noting the march of events, your government decided its policy early last spring and announced its decision to you and to the world. We resolved that the aim of our policy would be to keep our people out of the war. As I said in the Doyle, with our history, with our experience of the last war, and with the part of our country still unjustly severed from us, we felt that no other decision and no other policy was possible.
Now, Mrs. Seary, she was called Mrs. Sidney Seary, and she was married to a Hungarian, but she used to use a pen name, John Brennan, and she used to write articles in the paper at the time, particularly in the Irish press. And she used to interview well-known nationalists, including Maud Gonne MacBride, on Radio Werden. And this was on the setting up of Gonne MacBride's Inanna na hÉireann. She set them up, Maud Gonne, in about 1900. Well, Mrs. Seary's sister was Grace, and she married Joseph Mary Plunkett in a cell before he was executed in 1916. And another sister that I can remember now, Muriel, she had married Thomas McDonough, who was also shot in 1916. But she continued it on with her bulletins, and she used to bring, and we were a little bit worried about the fact that she was bringing these pamphlets, as she called them, into a, on the German side of things, because the special branch were very active around that time, and we didn't want to be involved in any litigation from the special branch about what our dealings with the Germans, which was being brought out in the pamphlets by Mrs. Seary.